On the November ballot, Pitkin County will decide whether or not to renew the Healthy Community Fund at an increased rate for 9 years. The dedicated property tax has been renewed twice since its inception in 2002 and provides funds to over 65 nonprofits that support Valley residents. The proposal is an increased tax rate from $5.41 to $7.15 per $100,000 of residential actual value, a 0.993 mill levy. This 32% rate increase would generate an extra $750,000 annually. According to Human Services Director Nan Sundin, the increase in the fund is in response to rising needs among grant recipients. 16 nonprofits participated in a public hearing last Wednesday in support of renewing the Healthy Community Fund. Among them was Youth Zone, represented by Development Director Robin Tolan.
Since 2003, we've had approximately 1,500 youth go through the juvenile justice system and be diverted and come to Youth Zone. And the amount of funding that comes from Pitkin County allows us to be able to continue this. If that were not the case and those 1,500 kids and their families had to remain in the system, for taxpayers, we're talking about over $40 million they would be paying. And this is just one organization.
KD&K has benefited from the Healthy Community Fund, and station manager Gavin Dahl also submitted a letter to the public hearing in support of its renewal. According to the Aspen Daily News, of the more than $3 million allocated through the fund at this rate increase, $1.7 million is said to cover services mandated by local, state, and federal entities. Should voters decide not to renew the tax, the cost of those mandated services would have to be absorbed by the county's general fund. For KD&K News, I'm Raleigh Burley.